When you take a flight, should you tip the flight attendant? Because one airline is saying, yeah, I think you should. Matter of fact, we got a little sign up saying gratuities are appreciated. We'll tell you which one that is coming up.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. Good morning. Thanks for waking up to the mix. Flying already costs a lot of money.
It does, but as of the beginning of 2019, Frontier Airlines flight attendants are now accepting individual tips because they couldn't accept them before. But yeah, there's a little sign that'll pop up. Bing! One of those things. It says, gratuities are appreciated. To add to the tip of maybe 15, 20, or 25%, if the flight attendants get you drinks or a pillow or blanket. I mean, think about it. They're there to help you on the flight.
But they make a salary.
It's their job.
They do make a salary. And some of the flight attendants in the union are saying, you know, instead of the tips, we should get higher wages. But at least this tip thing will help out. So what do you think? Would you tip someone, the flight attendant, on a flight? I mean, they do a lot of stuff. Think about it. You barely see them sit down. The only time you see them sit down is like takeoff and landing.
Otherwise, it's their job, Radar. That's what they're supposed to do.
Okay, so
they're getting paid for it.
That's what I should tell a waiter or waitress at a restaurant.
Different.
That's your job.
They're getting paid $2 an hour, waiters and waitresses. This person, the flight attendant, is getting a real salary.
But if you think about traveling, hotel concierge, hotel keepers,
the shuttle drivers,
tour guides, shuttle drivers, mm-hmm. valets. You do tip all of them?
They're helping you. They're doing a service. They're helping you out.
I don't ever want to be called cheap. I don't know why that's a thing with me. I just don't. I just feel like that's just such an insult if someone says you're cheap. I just don't want to be called cheap. So I would tip. I don't necessarily know, though. We pay a lot to fly.
So you're going
to
give this flight attendant a $2, $3 tip when she gives you your little bag of pretzels that's the size of my pinky and a cup of soda?
I thought you were going to say size of something
else. We always tip when we get cocktails on the flight.
Well, yeah, and there are times where I'm on a flight and somebody gets three or four drinks and the flight attendant's walking over there, guy or a woman, you know. Oh, yeah, can I get you another one? Can I get you another one? So they have to walk to the back of the plane, get the little bottle of alcohol, mix it up for you.
I would say if they went above and beyond, I would tip. If they just said, hey, welcome aboard, next time I saw them, they just handed me a water and pretzels. I don't know that I would, but if it was, hey, can I have a blanket or... you know, I want an extra Diet Coke or something, then yeah, I feel like I would tip there. That's interesting now. Tipping on flights, man.
No.
You wouldn't do it, producer?
No, I think this person who you're talking about, the flight attendant, said maybe we should get higher wages is in the right. It seems like...
higher wages means the cost of flying is going to go up
then
even higher.
Right. It could go up even more.
Well, I guess don't give them higher wages because it gives us the opportunity to give them higher wages, but...
So then we can
don't tip.
Tip
them. No, don't tip them.
Well, you just took away the higher wages.
Oh, they don't need higher wages. They're getting salaries anyways.
Okay. Elizabeth, when you said before you don't want to be called cheap, somebody else in the room would be called cheap. 414-799-1099.
I just really feel like it's circumstance. I do. Okay. I'm sitting here going through my brain. I'm thinking, you know what? I've had some really great flight attendants, and I'm someone that takes Dramamine. I get uneasy on flights, and I look at the flight attendant to kind of gauge, should I be nervous? And they give me that, you know, that nice smile. He or she's always there, willing to help. And I think, yeah, I appreciate that. So I probably would tip.
Tip for a smile? Holy cow, look at you.
Well, when I know I'm about to vomit in the barf bag, I need something to make me feel better.
And when they come and take away that barf bag, yeah.
So it's more like a bribe for you then.
No, that's a real... I actually one time did get sick on a flight.
Did
and
you?
I had the barf bag and I looked at the flight attendant. And she's like, yeah, I'm not going to grab that. That was TSA. That's probably why that airline doesn't exist anymore.
All right. Should we be tipping flight attendants? 414-799-1099. 414-799-1099. We'll watch your not advice, but we want your answer on this. Should we be tipping those flight attendants? Give us a call now.